Coffee.
In your childhood, how did your parents make coffee?
My mother was a coffee fiend, and she drank coffee all the time, and she'd put coffee. And her favorite was Maxwell House. She wouldn't have any other kind in her home, in her kitchen, rather. And she drank coffee for breakfast. She claimed that if she didn't drink coffee at supper time, she had the headache the next morning. So I'm a coffee fiend, too, so I know I've gotten that from my mother, because she always claimed every night she had to have that coffee, but it was always put. Mm-hmm. And we had an electric coffee maker, and she put her coffee in the electric coffee pot on Sunday. But that was the only time she used the electric coffee pot, because it used more electricity. But she always put the coffee. And she had an aluminum coffee pot.
All right, very good. If you were thirsty, you might go to the kitchen and get a
glass of water.
All right. Now, if the glass fell off the sink and
fell on the floor,
and what would happen to it?
It would break.
All right. If the glass fell off the sink and
broke,
you might say,
I didn't drop it.
Or I didn't
break it.
But someone has
broken it.
Someone has broken it. All right. Now we're going to use the word drink again. If I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say, I
drank
a lot of it. Then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
We sure do
drink a lot.
A lot of water, all right. When dinner is on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Come and eat.
All right. If you have company for dinner, what would you say?
Dinner has been served.
All right. Someone comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you
come eat with us?
All right. And if you're offering him a chair, you say, won't you
sit down?
So then he
sits down
and begins to eat. No one else is standing. They had all
sat down.
All right. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, you're urging him to have some potatoes, you say,
have some potatoes.
All right. Have you ever used the term help yourself to the potatoes?
Yes.
All right. If you can remember back to your childhood, what were some of the things your father would say to guests at the table when you first assembled? After the blessing, he might say,
pass the potatoes.
All right. If you wanted the guests to have some, he would say,
start the potatoes. Will you have some potatoes and pass them around, please?
All right. So, the man went ahead and
passed the potatoes.
All right. And but first he...
He took some for himself and then passed them.
Let's try to use the word help at the table. What does help mean to you as to a person serving himself? Is that a term that you use?
Help himself,
Okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's been...
Left over.
All right. But now you've warmed it up. Serving it again, you've
serving leftovers.
All right. Have you ever used the term warmed over? A warmed over meal?
Yeah, warmed over.
All right. You put food into your mouth and then you begin to what?
Chew.
All right. A long time ago, people used cornmeal a great deal in their cooking. It was one of the staples that was available. And sometimes people boiled meal into a kind of dish that's similar to our present-day grits. Did you ever have a